It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies, episode 25. Hey, we are sponsored and brought to you by... Powered by Sunday Cool.
We're not sponsored technically because... they pay us, so it's kind of just like we're powered.
Oh, okay, yeah. Take two! Hey, guys, welcome to Ninjas and Butterflies, episode 25. We're still going to keep that bit in, but I'm going to do it again with another energy. We are powered by, simply by, Sunday Cool Teas.
Powered and brought to you by...
Hey, everybody, welcome to Ninjas and Butterflies, episode 25. We are brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Teas. I butchered it again, but I don't care. Roll the clip!
Aloha, friends. I'm Isaiah. Want to hear a fun fact? Did you know that aloha in Hawaiian is for hello, but it also means goodbye? Neat, right? Also, did you know that Sunday Cool sells the world's softest custom t-shirts, and they get them to you remarkably fast? So fast, it's scary. But don't be afraid. Whether you have a design in mind or not, they have artists who can help make your dreams come true. They can even put your design on almost anything, like stickers, hats, shirts, and even cups. Aloha. I got it in the last second. I was like, no way.
That was really good. That was really good.
Hello?
Hi, this is Seb. How are you doing today, sir?
Who is this?
This is Sam from U.S. Medicare Services. How are you doing today?
Sam?
Sim?
Well, I'm fine, Sim. Okay. I don't want to talk to you either. We're just asking what your name
was. I
was
really curious about Medicare, but...
I guess you just lost a customer, Sim.
And I will not be back.
let's get an Over the Rainbow. That's how it goes? You're just doing it in like a different... Oh. Wait, no. You gotta start from the beginning. Hold on. I gotta get the... Ooh. All
right.
Messing me up.
Sorry. Guys, it was really good. I was really doing good.
I'll just be over here. You continue. I'll just trying to harmonize.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you messed. I was on trying pace. To harmonize.
I was following your lead.
Why don't you come in with the words?
Mm-mm. This is your thing.
I really felt like I was Israel there for a second.
You were there?
Yeah, my legs got heavier.
All right, go for it.
Okay, okay.
You got it. From the top.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, 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 ninjas are little butterflies. Episode 25. I lost it.
That was
it.
Very good.
That was amazing.
I was about to fall asleep. That was peaceful. Melancholy-ish.
Mahalo. Mahalo. Ika mo opo.
I don't know.
Perfect.
No. What's a Hawaiian, how do they say something?
Aloha.
Aloha. No, it needs to be like a Hawaiian word that us southern white people don't know.
Go. Say the state fish.
The kukula'a kapa.
Who Umuhumu nuku nuku apua.
What?
That's basically what I said.
That's literally, I mean, I just heard that.
That sounded like the same thing.
I mean, just like a record, just yikes. Repeated.
I was listening to Israel this morning in the Hawaiian 78.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard that song?
No.
Very good. And so good. Very sad. It makes you hate white people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
talking about there. Like where the white people came and there was like beautiful beaches, but now those condominiums. That's one of the lines.
Allegedly. Allegedly. We did that.
Okay, I need everyone to be quiet.
Okay.
I do have a
Jane?
A question.
Hey, put a Jane? Sock in it.
Hey, Jane.
Say it again.
I mean, Jane, keep doing what you're doing.
No, put a sock
wanna,
in
I don't
it, Jane.
I don't want to silence this. Any women.
Just kidding. Way to go.
Hey. Yeah.
Watch it.
Okay, everyone listen. Jane, I need you to listen. You really, this question concerns Jane, probably.
Oh, no.
She's listening.
Today's question. Does Mr. Beast hate blind people?
What?
What do you... I don't understand. Like,
does Mr. Beast hate blind people?
I mean, he is trying to change blind people.
Yeah.
Why?
So
he came out with a video recently where he helped 1,000 blind people see by paying for their surgeries.
Which sounds nice, I guess. But in reality, maybe does he hate blind people so much that he wants to change them?
Maybe he wants more views on his YouTube.
Yeah, he saw a thousand.
I understand, but I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna trust his what is the
I don't know.
Essence.
The essence of what drives him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say no. He doesn't hate it. But it is
I'll say no, he doesn't hate blind people.
I mean, he looked at 1,000 people and said, "You're not okay the way you are. I'm going to change you."
Uh-oh.
But I think his heart was in the right place.
But
I'm they did it
voluntarily, hopefully, right?
No, he forced them.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. But I think his heart was in the right place. I would say he doesn't hate blind people.
Okay. Lily?
I don't know anything about Mr. Beast. I can't speak into his character.
Okay. Well, if you can't speak into his, how do you hate blind people?
No. Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
All right. Don't get defensive.
Of course. Hey, I don't hate blind
Thou
people.
Dost protest too much.
Yeah, it seems like someone like that really tries to push it home that they don't hate a certain group of people.
No, I don't hate blind people. I would rather be deaf than blind. If I had to choose one.
So you're saying blind people aren't as good as deaf people?
No.
Whoa! Oh my goodness! Hot sorry, take.
No.
Yikes, Lily.
Sorry,
no. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
I did not respond. I'm like trying to figure that out in my head. I'm like,
wait. So carry the two.
Is that insensitive?
No. I mean, if like it's They're one different. Of those things. Would you rather do this or that?
Yeah.
You know. They also heard. Would you rather be if you were blind? Would you rather have been previously blind?
Oh.
Or be blind from the get-go.
What?
Because you know what you're missing if you go blind.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have gone blind. Have you seen that guy who's like a, I think
woodworker,
he's like he does judo or jiu-jitsu or something, and he's a skater. But like all the talent he had before, he still had it because he was able to learn.
Have you seen that guy who was born without eyes?
No,
and he's able to paint with his hands.
That stuff is weird.
Like full on landscapes.
Wow.
Like with like blue water. Trees, boats.
Interesting. And it's realistic?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For someone that doesn't have eyeballs, I would say.
Well, the art community.
I have no idea how he does it.
Shut up.
The art community would say it's painterly with his brush strokes. Yeah.
But I
that
I
think, is painterly.
Let me find the word painterly. Painterly.
He does use paint, yes.
it's watercolory. It just sounds like someone just adding like, yeah. It's very watercolory.
The colors in it, which come from paint.
Yes.
Seems very, how do you say, painterly?
Oh, this egg's scrambled. Very eggy, perhaps, is the word I'm looking for. Mm.
Episode 25.
We're here, baby. Halfway to 50, baby.
Yeah. Oof. What's going to happen at 50? What are we going to do at 50?
Guys, what should we do on our 50th episode?
Comment below.
Will that be 52 weeks? Will be a year, right?
You're right.
Does it feel like we're halfway?
Should we do
Have we been doing this for 6 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you going to start September?
I guess it's September, I guess. I was just blown away by that. It does not feel like we've been doing this for half of a year.
We started September 2nd was the first episode.
Wow. Yeah.
25 September, does not seem like a big
October,
number.
October, November, December, January, February.
Do you count September? I thought you don't count September when you do time.
Yeah, because we started it.
What do you mean don't count December when it's time?
I thought you go October, November.
No, we started in September. So we've been, that was, that's
we did the full, episode. We did the full month of September, right?
Yeah, we started September 2nd. Two.
Yeah, we don't count
two,
it though.
Two.
I don't think that's how time works.
It is. Yep.
So you're only pregnant. You only pregnant for 8 months.
Technically, she was pregnant for 10 months, so it'd be 9 months.
Don't do that. Why?
Your eyes today so expressive. Oh man. We're all tired. It seems like.
Not me, baby. I'm ready to rock.
Wow.
Andy's ready to go. I'm doing a thing. So why? Go. I want to talk about, we've talked about it before.
Let's talk about it.
I found out some new information about. Regarding
giants.
Giants.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, you showed me this.
Dude.
Did I?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Quit showing me stuff.
Okay.
Quit talking to your wife outside of the podcast.
Kyle, stop showing you stuff.
Hey, we should go back 15 seconds and let you re-deliver that opening line.
Why?
So when I cut Giants! From this, we're not all talking over each other.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. We'll figure it out.
Giants. I want to talk to you about giants.
Whoa.
Have you heard of Lovelock, Nevada?
No.
Well, it's a place in Nevada. Yes.
You pronounce it Nevada?
What do you say?
Nevada.
What?
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Nevada.
No. This is definitely a debate because I've heard it both ways, but I didn't know that.
I'm like questioning myself right now. I don't know.
Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Wait, maybe I say Nevada.
Wait.
You don't say Nevada.
Nirvana. No, sorry.
Nevada.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Love Lake. Lovelock?
Lovelock.
Lovelock.
Nevada. They found a cave called the Lovelock Cave, and I think they found it, well, they found it in, or discovered this cave in the old Western times, and they went in there because these guys were searching for guano. They were
bat guano.
Really? Why?
Because it makes good fertilizer. So they're looking for guano.
Big white guano.
And they came they came across many skeleton remains. That of which the majority of them were giant skeletons with, and I said this before in the last one, but these giant skeletons had red hair, right?
Dude. Weird.
Red haired giant skeletons.
Danger.
And these skulls, they were in a museum for a while. But
how big are these skulls? Like massive?
They said like from 7 to 9 feet tall, these skeletons were.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And it was like these skulls were like double that of our skulls or whatever.
So the human head in the giant head weighs 16 pounds.
How much? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I made that up. That's from Jerry Maguire.
So they found this, and they had to recently, they did like some sort of ceremonial, buried the skulls or whatever because it was on Native American land. Mm-hmm. But what they still have remaining in the museum are like giant clothes.
Okay.
And a shoe that the shoe was 15 inches long, which would fit a size 29 foot.
Dear Lord.
Wait.
What?
Why would they have shoes?
People weren't allowed to have shoes? Native Americans had shoes?
I thought you were talking about the giant people.
Yeah.
The giant people had shoes?
I'm getting to it.
Why wouldn't they have shoes?
Yeah, why wouldn't they have shoes?
Who's their giant cobbler? Shoes, who's their giant cobbler?
No, they're Native American, so they wore like sandals and stuff.
They just like made their own?
Yeah, that's what they did back
they're
then.
They're giants. You could force
them. Don't be so mad at me.
I'm just saying. Why is that so hard for you to wrap your head around?
I just can't imagine there's more than 15 of these dudes running around.
When in the history of humankind do you think shoes came into the picture?
Cobblers. Right?
No. Cobblers.
So Jesus didn't wear shoes?
Watch it. He wore sandals.
Okay. Those would be shoes.
I think it's... They probably made somebody make them shoes. I don't think they made their own shoes. You're a giant. You can make people make you shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Make me a shoe! Make me a shoe, cobbler.
That's the giant sound. Yeah,
it's from Boston.
Yeah, so it was like really weird. I lost my train of thought with the shoe comment. The Paiute people.
Okay.
This is where it gets crazy. The Paiute people.
Where are those from?
Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada. It was the granddaughter of the chief wrote a book about the Paiute people. And in this book, she talks about how the Paiute people for years and years were at war with the giant people. And these giant people lived in the mountains in Nevada, and they had long red hair, and they're cannibals. And so the Paiutes, like, they would come and kill the Paiutes and then bring them up to the mountains and eat them. And so they're at constant war with these giant people, the Paiute people.
Yeah.
And they started winning, and it was brought down to, like, I guess it would be 45 remaining giants or whatever, who the Paiute people chased into a cave. This is all in her book. Mm-hmm. And I think this was even before they were discovered, the bones and stuff. And the Paiute people put brush and stuff at the cave entrance and lit it on fire. And this cave where they found these giant skeletons.
Lovelock, yeah.
Lovelock, yeah. The Lovelock cave. Yeah. Had just scorch marks all over the entrance of the cave. And so they killed the giants. And one of her... So they
got them in one area and just eliminated them.
Yeah.
Golly.
And one of the dresses that this granddaughter of the chief wore had... red woven thing into her dress, and she said this was the hair of one of the giants.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. The thing is, giants could 100% existed. Because you look at dinosaurs, how big those animals were, but eventually they all died off. And so we just, there's different things. I mean, I've seen recently they had like a, I'll get a picture for it, but there's a mummified finger that was basically this big.
Ew.
And it's literally, it's confirmed. It was like, it was
where they found
like
it?
In a tomb. I'll have to look it up.
In Egypt?
Somewhere in there.
Oh, wow.
And it's absolutely nuts. But then I was looking through the comments. People are just like, you look at the temples in the mountains that like have those, like, what is that? One of the wonders of the world. It's that place that's on top of the hill.
Monastery?
I know what I'm talking about. I can't remember the name of the place. But there's huge steps.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's it. Like, they had... huge doors back then, and this mm-hmm. is like, I mean, sure, it could have been just for, you know, looks, but who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? And then they find huge swords that human men could not have carried.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird, man.
Did you see that katana thing they found in Japan recently?
No.
Somewhat recently, the sword was like 8 feet long.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
man.
Yeah, and that's, it was crazy. Like, I forget what they called it, but that's,
but I mean, it just makes sense that people slowly change over time. You know, it's just different. The atmosphere's completely changed. The environment's completely changed. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, it probably wasn't like ran. The whole world probably wasn't ran by giants, but
could we say,
definitely
could one argue that giants went extinct because they didn't have shoes and they couldn't keep up with the human race?
Boom.
Because they couldn't run because they didn't like to walk on rocks and
stuff. Maybe there was a cobbler strike. And they're like, no more shoes for giants.
We will not make any more shoes for giants.
It takes too long. Make your feet smaller. They're better.
Oh,
it's quicker.
So now we know giants went extinct.
Look what we're watching on TV right now. There's literally just a cobbler making shoes. That's nuts.
What is this? Darjeeling Limited?
Yep.
I love that movie.
We now know that giants went extinct because they didn't have shoes.
Boom.
Watch it.
Case solved.
So they were sophisticated enough to wear shoes, but not sophisticated enough to be cannibals?
That's
Wait,
survival.
Did I inverse that?
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept.
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
That sounded like a riddle. So yeah, Giants.
That's crazy. Giants are scary. Yeah. Speaking of movies, did you guys see that AMC thing? We talked about it the other day. AMC is now starting to charge people for your seat location in the theater.
Like, what's more primo?
Yeah, like, they're just like, there's going to be upcharges if you have, like, whatever. I don't know. Let's have a debate right now. What do you think is the highest priced seat? What is the most desired seat in a theater?
Dead middle.
Dead middle?
Yeah, like
G11.
G11. Yeah. Yeah, like, right, if you have the whole theater.
Yeah. Right there?
Right there.
Yeah. Not toward the back, just a little bit?
No.
Center middle? Okay, what do you think?
I bet they'll go row by row. Like, I don't think it'll get more expensive as you get in the middle, but I think that.
I think it might. Because you get a better view. I hate being on the side.
So I'm with you, but my wife goes to the bathroom like 400 times when we go to the movies, and so there's a ton of people who are like, I need to be able to like get in and out.
Not this guy. He'll sit in the middle, but he'll still get out 7 times in a movie.
But yeah, I agree with Josh. Dead middle.
Yeah.
Center of screen.
I kind of like 3/4 of the way up in the middle. I don't like center, like directly in the middle. I kind of like having that upper angle.
I'm happy with either. One time I sat in the middle in a full movie theater. I think it was to see something dumb like Transformers. We talked about that last week. And it was a movie theater that the wall, like the partition, was way too close to the seats. And I got up to go to the bathroom and I lost my balance and I fell onto an old man. My whole
How old were you?
13. Like, oh no, that's worst traumatizing. Time, the worst time. I was so self, and I could not get up. I had to help.
You fell like belly first on
belly first on this old man, and he had to help me get back up.
I just like, ah, like you're in, like, it's like you're in an infomercial. Like, you just don't. Have you ever fallen down and can't get up?
I think about that once a month.
Oh man,
you should grab his life alert and just started hitting this button.
Help, I fall down. I can't get up.
Could you get off of me, little girl?
Just when you thought Transformers can't get it any worse.
He was going, oh.
Yeah, I would feel awkward as heck, man.
Imagine just an old man. He's just like, you know what? You know, my wife of, 50 years, she's finally, she's passed, but I finally feel like getting out of the house and going back to the cinema and enjoying a day.
The cinema.
And just, that's what they called it. Yeah. And he gets there and he gets excited and he's just having a great time. And then some 13-year-old just starts to beat him up in the middle of the, dark.
Beating him up.
Oh, I hate this. I was going to say, why do movie theaters make a front row? Like, to where you're.
Every row's
like
got to be front.
When I was little, I used to think that was like the coolest.
That's what I was going to say, because my cousins would always want to go sit in that row.
Yeah. You always talk about, though, too, when they were at their house, they would sit in front of the TV like that.
Yeah, they would sit like. This close to the TV.
Isn't that funny? That, like, we always think, like, as a kid, where's the cool seat in the bus? The back, right?
Yeah.
But in, like, movie theaters or in the front row. Like, it's, like, pep rallies or, like, pep assemblies or something like that.
Yeah.
You always want to be in the back.
Ada's kind of like that, though, too.
We have
a big TV. We have, like, an 85-inch TV, and Ada, like, literally sits under the TV to where the TV's like this. And she's just like...
Her neck is gone.
Yeah.
I think as certain hormones increase, we move to the back of the theater. I think that's how that works.
So it's hormone related. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Around 10 to 13. Puberty. That.
Okay. Yep.
You can say puberty.
Well, I've always
Transformer years.
I've always been like an old man, and I've always hated sitting in front.
I used to, I think when I was a kid, but yeah, I can't imagine as an adult. Me and Kelsey had to do it one time for a date night, and because we got there super, super late, it was like a movie premiere night.
I'd rather not go to the movies, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
It was one of those hard times, so just you want to walk out. What happened to like midnight premieres? Do you guys ever go to midnight premieres?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Wasn't that the best?
Yes, it was the best.
Dude, in high school, my youth pastor would take me, and we would drive an hour and a half just to go to a big theater, and we'd stand outside for an hour, 2 hours, and it was so much fun. That it's like, but now it's like, it releases like at 4:00 on a Thursday.
Well, you know why?
It's boring.
You know why they don't do them anymore? There's nothing worth watching at midnight anymore.
That's true.
That's what it is.
It's very rare.
Mm.
I would have gone seeing Batman last year at midnight.
Yeah, because it was like the Lord of the Rings movies and like
the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
don't forget Teeny Bop.
Oh, Twilight and all
Twilight, Harry Potter.
For me, it was like
Harry Potter's not Teeny Bop.
That's Teeny Bop.
No.
This teeny
what is
bop?
Teeny bop?
What's
teeny bop? What's that word? I'm just going to say.
Lily looks up. Is that the old man from the theater?
How would you describe Teeny Bop?
I don't even know. I don't know.
I just think like Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight's
like
for sure.
Like middle school, high school.
Yeah,
girls,
like very like romantic kind of feel. Yeah. Yeah. Harry Potter, I can imagine there has scenes of Teeny Bop, yeah. But you can't. I don't think it could be a fit into a genre of it.
I think it's because it's fantasy and it's technically children's books. Did you know that Harry Potter's technically children's?
With the gobbles and ghouls,
yeah, the teeny boppies.
They did such a good job producing it though, because no matter where you're, like, what stage of life you're watching it from, you relate to that movie or those movies differently.
Yeah, it's true that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to AMC. Is AMC even that good anymore? Where do we go? We go to a Regal.
We go to Epic.
Epic.
Everyone knows Epic. I've never heard of Epic until I showed up here.
Oh yeah, I think it's a pretty. I think it might be just a Florida thing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they had like the baller seats and all that stuff, but their food is trash, and I don't know how they stay afloat.
No, yeah, with Netflix changing all their stuff and with AMC changing their stuff, I think people are going to just stop. People are going to get real picky.
Yeah, the Netflix. You hear about the Netflix password thing?
No.
Oh, this is crazy.
Can you explain it?
Yeah,
better?
So Netflix, and starting in March, they're going to have a condition where each month, once a month, you have to be logged into your home network Wi-Fi. Like, it has to log into your home network Wi-Fi. So that's going to shut down all sharing of passwords.
Right.
And so, I am on a Netflix that I share, but imagine if you're paying it for your, like, your elderly parents or something, and it's like you're just letting them use it.
Why
and it's
you
like
laughing?
You can't. What?
The pouty look.
Yeah. You know what? I immediately
just really
you're just picking on her today.
No.
For real.
Hey.
But
hey, I'm not.
You
it was
hear,
just funny.
I'm not going to tell it, but you should hear the joke he said this morning. Anywho.
Well, we have to say that.
Yeah, how do you do that? I told you not to bring that up because people are going to think I'm a terrible person.
Oh, the one you told me earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
We
have to tell it.
Okay. No, you know, you don't have to know. It's not like a big deal.
I'll tell
but
you.
It's
because it was funny.
I laughed because I knew it was a joke. You knew it was a joke.
This morning, Jane was like sitting in her little bouncer thing. I'm like, you're getting so chubby. And Lily's like, you sure are. I said, oh, Jane. Yeah, Jane, too.
Talking about me in my postpartum state.
Because you were talking about Jane. But when
I was talking about
then,
Jane. But I just saw the opportunity.
Yeah, you're communicating. You have to.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to.
It was funny. It was funny. Anywho, where was I? Oh, why I got sad, the pouty face, I immediately thought of Mazzy.
Oh.
And how I want her to watch The Crown. Josh's grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now they have to set up and, you know, they have to go to that house or set it up and make sure it's connected to the Wi-Fi. If you change your Wi-Fi.
Do you think they're going to go through with it?
No, I think that they backtracked on some things, but I think overall they're still keeping
password
it.
Sharing, man. Like, you guys are, it's
Netflix,
that's silly.
Netflix used to be the king.
Yeah.
Because they were the only people that were crushing it.
Yeah.
Now there's 700 million thousand options, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, we're going to just drop you. Like, people are just going to be like, bye, see you later.
I think they should just bump their price $2. And no one's going to drop Netflix over $2.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if they're so worried about it, do that thing that HBO does where you can't stream two different things at the same time, right?
I think
they already do that.
Right?
But, like, I can imagine. I share Netflix with several people, and I've never had, like, the message. I can't remember the last time I had a message like, hey, you're full on all those people. So it's like, I don't know.
Maybe their technology sucks and they can't figure it out.
Yeah, just lower it to, like, 2 users.
Yeah.
That would be easy enough. Yeah. I feel like that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Come on, Netflix.
Come on,
we know
Netflix.
You're watching.
Get your act together, Netflix.
I say bring back the mail-in DVD.
Mm. They still do it.
Oh, do they?
They still do it.
That was a riot.
Really?
Yeah, they still do it.
That's
crazy.
My family used to fight over that.
Really?
Yeah, we would, like, sneak
because you could only get
and, like, move our movie
the queue in the queue?
And then get in the mail like, wait a second.
Dude, I was...
It was my turn!
I was bad. Because it's one of those things, there was a loophole, and don't do this, obviously, but I was in high school, and I would order them. And I would get, like, the UFC pay-per-views and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And then I would get, like, Jim Carrey movies. And then I would go on Netflix. I'm like, we never received the DVD. And then they're like, no problem.
Cheater,
we'll
baby.
Send you the next one. And I'm
you
like,
cheater, baby.
I know. It was so bad. And I regret it to this day.
You,
but I still have some of the Netflix. For real. I just admitted this. They're going
to
play this in court.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, Your Honor, no further questions.
A police officer walks through the door. They've been waiting.
We have them, Your Honor. You pull out a gun.
We got him.
Got him. You guys, this has been a sting for 25 weeks.
We got him.
Oh, man.
Take the shot.
No.
It's not clean.
Okay, so speaking of Netflix, this is actually really interesting.
What?
We have an ad.
Nuh-uh.
Are you kidding me? We do.
Don't skip it.
Don't go anywhere.
Regenbergen, Fergenbergen.
What do you say there, Andy?
I just wanted to tell you about our sponsor today, Clearstream.
Clearstream? Can you tell me more about it?
I certainly can. It's a software to communicate everybody inside your church and organization. It's incredibly easy to use.
You don't say, it is.
I do. And if you go to clearstream.io/ninjas.
Ninjas?
You get 10% off life.
Wait a second. You're telling me you get 10% off of life?
I'm telling you the truth.
Well,
I never told a lie.
By golly, that's fantastic news.
So go now and you get 10% off for a lifetime. It's the greatest and greatest software you can possibly use for any type of organization or church. Go now!
Somebody took me lucky charms.
Oh!
We actually got told this is the one podcast that they do not skip ads on.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Wait, hurrah? Ooh. Hooray!
Hurrah is one.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah.
Is that huzzah? Yeah.
Combine them. Hurrahs! Oh,
bro, I have something creepy I want to share.
Okay.
All right, you ready? If you were walking in the woods and you heard this, what would you think?
Uh-oh.
Ah!
Okay. Is that it? Is that it?
That was it.
All right, play it again. You got so scared. You legitimately got scared. I'm scared.
My face is probably showed pure terror. And I'm like, I went to pull off my headphones. It scared me so
much. I thought that was just the beginning. I thought someone was just like breathing or something.
Are you crying?
I just I didn't know what to expect.
Not that though.
And the yell you went, ah!
That legit. I don't know. Lately, I've just been really jumpy, and that legit, like, it just sparked fear in me.
Oh, that is so funny.
Okay, now I know what it is. You could do it again.
Let's, yeah, let's replay that.
All right, here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dude, gosh.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, hate that.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Guesses.
I'm assuming it's an owl.
Is it an animal?
It is an animal.
Yeah, I think bird of
Did you record
type.
It?
No.
Man.
Well,
should we play like 20 questions?
Does it fit in a bread box? Yeah.
I saw a TikTok, which wasn't this video, and I was like, there's no way that this is true. And I went to YouTube and started looking it up, and sure enough, it's a common thing.
It's the koala thing all over
again. A common thing?
Yeah. Like in mountainous regions, you like hear it echoing down valleys. Like,
is it a winged animal?
No.
No.
Is it in the U.S.?
Yes. Mm. One question each.
Mm, mammal.
Think so, yeah. What is the essence of a mammal?
I would say
a fish in the mountains.
It could be a reptile. Like-
okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go really just off the wall. A moose.
Okay.
I know that's probably not it, but I gotta think.
Can I hear it one more time? I'm gonna guess, and it's gonna be a really good guess.
He just switches it up, and just it's a scream.
Oh shoot! I think they're about to say what it is. That's what you get.
Okay, not a bird. You guessed a moose. I'm going to guess. Oh no. A bobcat.
Mountain lion.
Good guess.
Nailed it, Josh.
No way!
It's a bobcat.
You lying?
I swear.
Oh,
let's go!
Yes.
That sounds almost like a hiss, almost, right?
Yeah. It's
wow.
It's
good job.
It's their mating call. But
certain
times
Dude,
of the
we have
year,
bobcats here.
We do.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying to hear.
Can you imagine, though, being out on a hike? Like, they do it at night during mating season.
Yeah, that's psycho.
And then you just hear...
There's worse versions that actually sound... it's described as sounding like a female yelling.
That's like what it does sound like.
Yep.
That number right there.
Bobcat. I'm never going to forget the sound you made.
Oh my gosh. Ever. That did scare me.
Come on, baby.
You kidding?
Static.
Is that it the whole time?
It's just a TV and then like plugged in the middle of the forest.
Bobcat walking with a TV.
Yeah.
Why is that the scariest thing in the world, a static TV?
It is.
Why? Yeah. Like, just like a, we used to play this game called, it was, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like the card game where you had to, like, people were angels and demons and stuff like that. And you had to, like, it was like Walking Mafia. Like, have you ever played Mafia before?
No. Yeah.
So it's kind of just a game where it's a card game and like two people are mafia. And so you have to basically walk around the church. And once you like do this to one person and they have to walk and they die and you have to try to figure out who it is.
It's in a
just,
church?
Yeah. Like it's just like a youth group game. But we'd have to like, we'd have like the low lights and everything like that. And I'd turn on like lights in every room, but not too much because it was just wanted to be creepy. And I would just turn on a TV that just was straight up static. And it was always like in the middle of the night in the church. Scary. It was absolutely terrifying.
Why is that a thing? Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Did you ever do like Nerf? Andy didn't, but like Nerf gun wars with your dad in the night.
Oh my gosh.
No, yeah, like Lily said, I have not. So that is correct. That is correct.
She had to put the
such
dad in there.
Such an unnecessary setup.
You could say your parents or your friends or something. Had to be
you
could
have
dad.
Just said, have you ever had, did you ever do Nerf Wars when you were
young? Yeah. But with your dad, no. Andy hasn't.
I just, because I didn't find us. But you turn the lights off and it was, oh my gosh, my heart would race so bad.
Dude, we hired a Nerf, like a guy that like modified Nerf guns. And wow. We had a lock-in one time and no joke, we played it for like 4 hours, like from midnight to like 4 a.m. We just did a Nerf war game. Like there was an automatic one.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
Absolutely nuts. That's the wow. most fun thing. I want to do one here. That would be so fun.
That would be really fun.
This we building is so perfect for
we
it.
We do black, like we hang some black lights and stuff. Yeah. And we just have people. Dude, that'd be so much fun.
It'd be like the scene from Batman.
Oh, yeah. Like the 90s one?
Yeah, yeah.
That was so cool as a
really
kid.
That'd be really fun. Why don't we do that for like our pre-busy season party?
We could nice. Have like an after party kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's a Nerf war.
That'd be
yeah.
so much fun. We can hire a company to just bring in some like just a ton of bullets and stuff like that. Get yeah. the actual like the Nerf balls.
Yeah. And we do it at nighttime.
Yeah.
Like, we used to like use
7:30.
Like wrist rockets.
We do it like really late at night, like maybe 7 before bedtime.
We used to use like slingshots and we'd cut up like the 12-inch bass worms. And that,
oh,
that
yeah. Was, yeah. That'd be funny.
That would hurt.
Put, like, swim goggles on.
I got a wrist rocket when I was little, and I was just a silly child.
Everything.
And I it came with, like, the metal balls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just went right at our kitchen window.
Oh, my
my mom's like, what are you doing?
What do you think was going to happen?
And that was the last time I had a wrist rocket.
We had a horse trailer growing up, and it had, like, the windows in the front that had, like, the plexiglass and stuff. And I had a BB gun, and I just, like, I shot
Let's
it.
See.
And it just went straight through. And no joke, a couple weeks later, my grandpa was like, what's that? I said, I have no idea. He says, kind of the shape of a BB hole in it. I said, I mean, it could be. I don't know. I
have no idea. Your guess is as good as mine, Grandpa.
No way to tell.
Speaking of wrist rockets, did you hear about Africa splitting into two continents?
What?
This is crazy.
Yeah. So I looked into it a little more this morning, and it's been happening for a good minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's like the past, I think this past year, it's starting in Kenya, but... Just like overnight, this like, it's a couple kilometers long. Just this valley just went.
Massive crater. How it's deep
like,
is it?
It's like a physical one, not like a topographical one.
No, that would be both. Both of those would be
I
physical.
Meant like a mapographical.
What? You know, like a mapographical.
Are you literally trying to say
it looks like something straight out of like a Dwayne the Rock Johnson like catastrophe movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Where literally the earth is split
it's
open.
It's like 60 feet wide. Right now it's like 50 feet deep.
Wow.
And they're saying that a new ocean is going to form into it.
I did hear about something like that.
Yeah. But it's they're saying Africa, it's literally this part of Africa is gonna like just split off.
That's crazy.
Like how they say Florida's going to?
Do they say
Florida,
that?
Florida's gonna sink.
Yeah, I think Florida's
kind of like Venice.
Wait, okay, so
hold your breath.
It's physically going to split into two continents. I thought you were saying like
emotionally it's going to split.
Shut up. I thought you were saying that they were like they were just wanted a divorce.
No.
Yeah.
No. Like physically
the land
Africa
itself
is going to become two continents.
It's an absolute crater.
That's so crazy.
Not a crater, yeah. I guess. But yeah. But then no joke, when you told me that that same day, the Turkey 7.8 earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Buffalo, New York had a big one. And so it's just like, what is happening?
What's happening?
With the Chinese spy weather balloon, I was like, are we on the brink of war and like just our Earth just crumbling apart?
My gosh.
Yeah, the video I saw, it was like some dude had kind of like talked like this, talking about Africa splitting
up. Is that Ben Shapiro?
Basically.
So here's the thing. The liberal media wants you to believe that this crater was created by the Earth. But I will tell you.
We all know the Democrats. We all know the Democrats did it.
That's so good.
They divided our country. They're going to divide theirs too.
But this guy's like basically pointing out all the stuff that's happening. He's like, are we living in the end times?
Oh, geez.
I'm like, whoa.
Like we have been for a while, but yeah, I think that like that was kind of the first day was like, wow, all these things are happening all at once. It's kind of strange.
Yo, that earthquake. Have you seen footage from that earthquake in Turkey and Syria?
No. So sad.
It's terrible.
People are just walking.
Oh, you showed me something.
Yeah, they're just like the videoing buildings. And just buildings are just falling.
Yeah, the aftershock like was terrible. And they look like new buildings. That's the sad thing. Wow. A lot of them look new.
But there's even a castle in, I think it was Syria or Turkey. I forget which one. But it's been standing for 2,000 years. And this earthquake was so strong that it destroyed this castle.
That is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait,
let's go ahead and everyone go around the room. What's your submission for what we should name this new ocean?
Oh.
What's surrounding it? It's the Atlantic and...
Indian.
What'd you say?
Africa.
Let's call it the
crack.
It'd be a C, right?
Yeah.
Crack.
Let's do like a really what would like a Gen Z kid call it? Bussin' ocean.
Yeah, this ocean's bussin'.
This ocean bussin'. Said the bussin' ocean.
What? Because would it be kind of like a canal or like a river or like
it'd
a sea
a, it'd
or
be a gulf? I'm
a gulf.
To bet yeah, part gulf of it sounds
would
right.
Stay attached.
No, so, they're talking about it's splitting. So like it would almost be like an ocean. Going all the way through.
Would it be a sea or an ocean?
I am a sea. I am a sea. I am a sea. No, I am an ocean.
Why isn't it just a river?
Because it's salt water.
We should call it the Big Lebowski because it's like a 7-10 split.
Can rivers be salt water?
Well, yeah, they can possess salt water.
Prove it.
Oh, no. Brackish water.
Okay, prove it.
Exactly.
Prove
moving
it
on.
Prove it mapographically.
Emotionally,
what you said?
I know
mapographical.
I was in a yoga class one time where you know they always at the end when you're in savasana, when you're laying down.
So what was that word? Yeah.
Savasana. It's a Sanskrit.
No, it's pronounced Nevada.
But she, you know, they always like read like a little passage and stuff. The instructor was reading
out of what?
It's not the Bible for sure. I don't know what it. It's like something motivational. It's a yoga class. And she was reading it, and she goes, "This is a quote from the president of Africa, Nelson Mandela."
The president of Africa.
The president of Africa.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm looking at a map. Right underneath Yemen, you have the Gulf of Aden, and it's shaped a lot like what the renderings of the split would be. And so I'm going to say, since it's near Somalia, I'm going to call it...
The ocean of Somalia? Ocean?
We'll go C.
The Somalian Sea.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty good. I wanted something fun, though.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Like
like confetti.
Confetti sea.
Definitely confetti not a problem out. Sea.
The fishy sea. Fish. Tiger sea. Ooh.
What about Gaptooth? Gaptooth sea. Because it'll be like sea. Splitting right down the middle and just
nice.
Make like a big like. It just
built, who's
very,
NFL
very
player?
English of them.
British.
The British Sea.
The British Sea. Oh.
Ethiopian Ocean.
Ooh.
Wow. Ethiopian Ocean. That one's fun.
Cool. So, yeah, Africa. Good luck.
We'll be over here.
Sinking, apparently.
Well, yeah. Like there was a person on TikTok that was like, and they're like, we went to Venice because, and we should took our kids because no, they went to Venice and like she was crying because she realized her kids are never going to see Venice. And it's like, it goes up by like a half, like an inch or a quarter of an inch a year. And it's like your kids are going to be fine.
Your great grandkids might not see it.
Yeah. But you're going to be okay.
This is the last time they'll see it until next summer.
We should do that with like the trashiest beach in like Florida, like Daytona or something. Like it's just a shame that our kids are never going to be able to experience this. Like, just stepping over trash.
Yeah. Don't they say though too, like people that travel to Italy, they're like, Venice, not even worth it.
First, really pretty. A lot of people, locals, are leaving though. Apparently,
yeah. Oh,
really? Yeah, like they're fleeing just because it's such a tourist attraction now.
Yeah,
they got all those cruise ships coming in and stuff.
Yeah.
We saw. What was it that we were watching about Venice?
So many feet fell.
Was it?
And there was that joke.
Yeah, or someone. Oh no, not that. But it was someone said in Venice, like a local, a tourist came up and they asked, "What time is Venice closing?" And he's like, it's a city.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's in Disney World.
I think that was so many feet, Phil.
Was it?
I heard that recently, okay. Too. Yeah, I think I watched that one.
Yeah, but people are That's treating so it like funny. Disney World or whatever. Yeah, like, what time does it close?
Do we get bands?
You know, we're going to see
him. Can we show up? Do what?
You know, we're going to see him.
Nuh-uh. What? Where?
Oh, yeah, for our anniversary.
No way.
Yeah.
Next week, right?
Yep.
Cool.
What if
How are you going to go see him?
He's doing like a tour where he like talks about his travels and stuff.
So stinking cool. Where
I'm
at?
So excited. The Plaza.
That is so fun.
The Plaza.
Oh, yes, the Plaza.
Going to the Plaza.
You had seats at the Plaza.
Yes, I do. In the back.
Josh was like, should we pay extra to get like backstage or whatever it is like to go
yeah,
to
Yeah, like the VIP access.
And I was like, I want it to happen organically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want him to want to meet me.
And we saved $100.
Hey, guess what? You have an account that has a decent following, so if you message him, you might be able to.
Yeah.
Bring him some merch.
Hey, somebody feed Phil.
Dude, how fun would he be on this podcast?
Oh my gosh, you'd be a blast.
I can't even so think cool. about it. I also feel like if I like had the opportunity to meet him, I would just not know what to say.
Yeah. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. How you doing, Phil?
Seemed like a great guy.
A great
what if he's
guy?
A jerk?
There's no
if
way.
It was all it was
it's
a character.
Possible.
It's impossible.
It's not possible.
He like posts daily of his dog.
Murphy.
Says, Murray.
Murray.
Yeah. So here's your Murray pick of the day. And it's always just his dog.
So cute.
That would be so funny if you would have met him and you're like, oh my goodness, how's Murphy? And then he's like
Murray.
And then you would have died.
You come up to me, you get my dog's name right.
You get my dog's name right.
There's an account I follow on Instagram now, and it's this girl's uncle that I saw on TikTok. She's like, look at my uncle's Instagram account, and it's literally the same thing every day. And it's just an English muffin with peanut butter on it, and it's the peanut butter jar behind it. And he takes a picture, and he posts it every single
That's pretty
day.
Awesome.
And it's
so
just
cool.
like,
you
know, I followed him. I'll find it right now.
It's, everyone listening to this, go follow that account.
Because it's just so wholesome. And I'm like, that guy. And he doesn't have merch now. His niece put merch up, and it's the funniest stinking thing.
Do you think that was born out of like his daughter was checking on him? Are you eating?
Yeah, probably. Yes, I'm fine.
Go look at my post.
I'm on my way to the cinema.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, I was gonna say something, but I totally forgot. So I'm focusing on. I really do have to pee. But I remember last time you guys didn't like it when I left to go pee. Right?
Don't go.
You're fine.
I mean, we're winding down. You can hold it.
I have to go so bad. Okay, I'll try to hold it.
Oh, but that's all I can think
about. You can
hold
it in your hand.
True.
You can literally hold it. I can't find it.
I'm not peeing. That was a joke.
Oh, here he goes. Yeah. It's Ryan Held. R-I-E-N-H-E-A-L-D. Ryan Held. And it's literally the same thing every single day. But it is different.
It is?
He posts a different... They change and sometimes he's like...
Is this a real man, though?
Yeah, it's a...
It's not like
a
joke?
No, he has blown up. When I started following him, he had like 3,000 followers.
That's so, really funny.
It's so hilarious.
How do you spell it?
R-E-I, how does it?
R-I-E-N-H-E-A-L-D.
Super funny.
He has a website called Peanut Butter.
He has calendars. It's so funny.
In merch.
Oh my gosh.
Of his English muffin shirt.
He's the cutest.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
Dude, so funny.
English muffins, overrated.
Dude,
I don't know. I used to think that too. But now
it's cardboard.
No,
not if you get it right.
When we went to where we go, Chattanooga, Mm-hmm. What is that place? What was that place called?
I forget.
Oh, Love's.
Need Love's Bakery in Chattanooga. Oh. The greatest breakfast sandwich I've ever had in my life. Mm. English muffin, dude, that was, it was so good.
Yeah, I used to hate.
What would you
cloudy.
Describe?
It was cloudy bread, ooh, but crispy on the inside. Yeah. And they had like the I don't know, the seasoning and stuff on top that was extra. Ooh, so good.
That just sounds like good bread.
Mm. That's no, what a English muffin is.
Yeah.
Never it's had bread. A good one.
It's so good. I prefer now in my old age to get an English muffin breakfast sandwich from McDonald's over a biscuit.
Wow.
I've never
done
biscuit.
That's how you know you're old.
Biscuits are dry, bro.
What do you get?
Biscuits are hit or miss.
I've always done, it's always been the McMuffin.
You guys don't get the McGriddle?
That's like a treat.
I don't get
that's like a once in like every 5 years.
Yeah, no.
But I make at home McGriddles. Mm. The girls love it. Mm. So good.
Waffles or pancakes?
Do it.
Ooh, pancakes.
Same.
Depends on who's making them. Crackle Same. Barrel pancakes? Woo!
Quackle Bell?
Dude, but at home.
Somebody say Quackle Bell pancakes? Sign me up.
I'll be down.
I don't really like syrup all that much, though. I'm not a sweet breakfast kind of guy.
I'm a fruit syrup guy now. Ooh. Blackberry syrup is the only syrup.
What's with
you can
the
go.
Face?
I just think that you're
What's
weird.
With the face?
Huh?
I just think that you're weird.
Why?
What do you put on your pancake?
Peanut butter.
Ooh, peanut butter.
What are Super you, a good. Dog?
Dude, peanut butter with blackberry syrup, it's like a PBJ pancake.
One time Josh told me that if I was a dog, I'd be a chihuahua.
This new so, would not be a chihuahua.
That's so mean.
Maybe she won't.
Yeah.
That's so mean!
No.
Oh,
see,
my gosh.
That's very chihuahua of you.
No. Chihuahuas are super mean, though. Super mean.
Not all of them. The Taco Bell
no,
chihuahua.
All of them. saw him for 5 seconds. Yeah, that's
Keto
it.
Taco Bell.
He was very sweet.
No.
Yes.
He was animated.
He was not.
He was CGI'd for sure.
In the 90s? Probably. they need to bring back the Chihuahua Taco Bell.
They really do.
Know what Taco Bell, you know what Taco Bell needs to be doing? They need to bring back the 90s. Like if these restaurants did like a 90s aesthetic.
Oh, cool.
They brought
like
it back.
Just for like a campaign.
Yeah.
So cool.
Like when, all their packaging is
the
like
the sunroom and Wendy's, the window
oh,
room.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You yeah. remember that?
It's still like that in Leesburg, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
By the Lake Square Mall. Still
oh, it might
like
be.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I just want to say the McDonald's. Remember how baller the McDonald's
it
were
was.
Back in the day? Yeah. They had like the Nintendo 64. You would sit on like a hamburger stool.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were
and
made
they had
for
all the
kids.
Characters. Yeah.
But now it's made for an adult and it's such a bummer because all they're shutting yeah. down all the play places.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's
yeah.
taking all the play places away. It's like, what is happening? This is for kids.
They're a petri dish though. There was always like pee up there.
I know, but still.
We
that was my petri dish. That yeah. was my petri dish.
Yeah.
I wanted it.
Look at us. We're all good and healthy and alive. Kind of healthy.
Right.
Not so much healthy. We're alive.
We're alive.
We survived.
Bring it back.
Yeah, come on. It'd be so expensive, though.
Bring it back.
I'm going to Taco Bell these days for the customer service in addition to the food.
The Taco Bell in Mount Dora is really awesome.
It's an anomaly. That's yeah. the only one in America
oh, really?
That I've ever been
yeah.
to that has oh. that kind of service. I'm blown away.
Yeah, I am.
Every single person at that Taco Bell is the nicest person in the world.
I'm yeah. floored by their service. And they're funny.
Dude, my yeah. kids crack up when we go to that one. The one next to my house, garbage. Garbage.
Okay, just yeah. kidding, man. Yeah. I didn't know if they were revolutionizing.
We're extremely lucky to have that Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are blessed.
Guys, come to Mount Dora just for the Taco Bell.
I want to yeah. hire every single one of them to be on the Sunday Cool sales team whenever we go in there.
Dude, yeah. I offered this guy a job, and I was like, I don't even have the ability to do that. I said, please, if you apply, I guarantee we
You'll
will get you
it.
A job.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like, dude, you gotta yeah. share this with the whole world, bro.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think.
What?
Did you hear they might be bringing in a burrito taco?
Nuh-uh.
Taco Bell?
Ooh. With
Remember?
Like a, that'd be dope.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
yeah,
so
yeah.
smart. It'd be hard to do it well,
I do love
though.
Taco yeah. Bell, but it does make me poo-poo. But everything does nowadays.
Yeah,
that's true.
Seriously.
I've never had that stigma. I thought it was like a made-up thing, like just a meme at that point, because I was like, I've never had that problem.
I ate those hot Cheetos yesterday. They weren't even hot. The jalapeno
oh,
Cheetos.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wrecked me.
Yeah.
This stinks, those are so good. Man.
You need to start doing like the brat diet or something.
What's a brat diet?
Banana, rice,
I'm just
apple
really,
toast?
I'm just really
so,
rude.
Yeah.
And just like,
I want this. I want a sandwich.
Why are you being so rude?
I'm being a brat.
Oh, you're on the brat diet?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anything you want.
What is it? It's bread,
rice, applesauce, toast.
Ugh. Remember,
applesauce? I mean, I like all those apples.
You remember how your grandma did it, but she thought the tea was for tea?
Oh, yeah.
And she lost like 20 pounds. Her doctors are like,
what are you doing?
You're not eating any toast.
Yeah, my Irish grandmother's like, I'm having tea.
That's not dinner. I have a lemon.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to change my diet. Because I poo-poo.
Too much O.
Yep. More than you should, I think.
Do you not eat any fiber?
He hates apples.
But it has fiber in it. Bananas?
Apples? Bananas are high fiber. Apples.
He doesn't really eat anything that grows.
Whole grain?
That's not true.
What do you eat that grows?
Ham?
I'm talking about like in the dirt.
Pigs play in dirt.
That's true.
I eat bread.
I even made a sandwich yesterday. And he goes, you got to stop putting the pickles on it.
Well, no, because, listen, it's the Wickles pickles, which Wickles I love. Wickles pickles,
yeah.
But they've been really spicy lately.
Dude, you know the best pickles are? Colossian. Those ones the ones that come in, what is it? The ones that are in the refrigeration, like you cannot have them on the shelf.
Oh
yeah, it's like in the Tupperware thing?
Dude.
Yeah. Those are
so
really
stinking good.
Those are really good.
Oh, not Colossian. What is it? What is the name brand of that? Yeah, I can't remember. But they're
colonoscopy, I think.
Colonoscopy pickles are the absolute best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
They really clean you out.
We sound just like this is what our podcast is going to be when like we're old people talking about our diets and do we eat enough fiber?
You got to eat more fiber, buddy. Yeah, well, hey, once we're done with the cinema, we're going to go. We're going to have some pickles, okay?
Well, it's 10 o'clock. Should we go have dinner?
Eat some grape nuts.
Grape nuts.
Yeah, true. I love grape nuts. Grape nuts.
Grape nuts. But I love those grape nuts.
I love grape nuts, man.
I'm so tired.
Okay, well, let's go take a nap. Oh, you already did. Wake up.
That's how nighttime goes.
Wake up. We still have 45 minutes.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
This comes out next Friday, right?
Yes.
So it's Valentine's Day.
Who do you think won the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Eagles.
Eagles?
Yeah.
I hope the Chiefs won.
Didn't the Chiefs win last time?
They've won recently in the past couple of years. I don't think they won last year, though. I don't think so.
So I hope the Eagles win.
Eagles?
Wait, Tampa won last year, right? Or was that a year before that?
No, Chiefs won.
I can't remember. It's Tampa. And Chiefs, yeah.
And that's how much it matters.
Yeah, for real.
Why are they winning all the time? Is because they don't have anything to do in Kansas?
Yeah, except football.
It's technically in Missouri. Kansas City is technically the Chiefs stadium is technically in Missouri. So that's why I always threw that down in Kansas where I was just like, it's not even your team. It's not even your state.
St. Louis, right? St. Louis is in Missouri and in
Illinois. St. Louis is just in Missouri.
They have a St. Louis, Illinois too, don't they?
But I think it's on the border.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Kansas City Chiefs is Kansas and Missouri, but
it's so strange.
Yeah, it's strange.
Remember when you stepped in human poop in St. Louis?
I do.
Did you what?
Yeah, it was at the YS conference.
Yeah.
And I was wearing Crocs and we were walking and I was just walking on the sidewalk. And
no
I stepped in straight up human dookie. And that's not the first time I stepped in human poop. Believe it or not.
Follow me up with what's the context for the other one?
I just got to California to go to school out there.
Yeah.
And we were visiting our buddy Lance, who lives in Hollywood, or did live in Hollywood. Literally, straight from the airport, step out of the car onto the sidewalk, poop.
Oh, my.
And you can
goodness.
Tell it's human poop.
By the consistency between your toes.
But the St. Louis
it was still
one,
warm.
The
St.
Louis one, I was wearing Crocs and it definitely.
Yeah, the hole. Oh no.
This is an
ad
for Crocs.
And so I just took it out, you know.
Oh.
Ew.
Remember that one time we saw that naked guy in Nashville?
The what?
That naked guy in Nashville?
Oh my goodness,
just on the side of the road. We're driving to dinner.
Yeah.
And we just see this naked
under an overpass in a very crowded section. And there was, I would assume, a homeless man. Either way, he was just sitting there, just butt naked.
Oh,
just
no. Like,
not a care
just,
in the
just
world.
Just kind of like this. And I'm like, we should maybe call the cops. And I had you call him, right? And the cops are like, yeah, this is not the first reporting.
Oh, that's, that's Fred.
Oh yeah,
he just got a little hot.
Yeah, we'll track him down. We can usually tell by his tracks.
He just dumps every block.
Oh man, well let's end on that note, right?
That's a high note right
there. Stepping on human poop.
Nice,
Jane. We love you. You've been so great,
Jane.
She's
She's so good.
She is literally the best.
Can
baby.
You show everyone Jane real quick and how big she's getting?
That's she a is lot of energy.
Huge.
Okay, never mind.
I can do it.
Okay.
She is huge.
She is. The doctor said you gotta cut it back a little bit.
Portion control.
Portion control.
She looks like a cookbook.
Or the Pizza Hut or the pizza
yeah.
place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every Italian restaurant.
I have a cookbook that literally has that exact same print.
Yeah. Oh, chubby Jane.
Oh my goodness, she's just the best.
Oh, so okay. sweet. Well, I love you guys.
Love you, Jane.
Love you. Oh, wait. Bye. Make sure to like and subscribe. No, don't say that. That's so lame.
Just review, please.
Just give us a review.
Yeah, that helps us out a ton. And tell somebody about the podcast.
Yeah, spread the word.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Bye. Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most...